From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. There was an intriguing and controversial photo in the Seattle Times yesterday. It showed two men standing on a Puget Sound ferry. Judging from their appearance, the two men might be of Middle Eastern origin. The point of the picture is that the FBI doesn't know who they are, if they were innocent passengers, or if they were casing the ferry system for a terrorist attack. According to the FBI, the two men, on 4 to 6 occasions in recent weeks, exhibited unusual behavior on Washington State ferries. Mike Carter of the Seattle Times has written about this. And Mike Carter, what did these two men supposedly do, according to the FBI?
Well, they rode at least 4 and as many as 6 different ferries on different ferry runs. According to the witnesses, who were both crew members and passengers, they paid a lot more attention to the operation of the ship than they did the beautiful scenery that passes by. As one Coast Guard commander put it to me, they were taking pictures of doors, not seabirds.
Now, I want you to put this in some context, the idea of people behaving oddly, if that's odd, on a ferry in Washington State. There's some background to this, with the FBI expressing concern.
There is. In 2004, the FBI did a threat assessment of the ferry system and determined that on at least 19 occasions, it was likely or extremely likely that that individuals were casing the ferry system. They called it pre-operational planning for a terrorism attack. As a result, security has been amped up here. This is a very large system. 26 million people a year ride the ferries here. It's just a mode of transportation. It's like a bus.
Now, tell me about this photograph. Who took the picture of these two men on the ferry?
It's our understanding that the behavior was such that the captain actually came off the bridge of the ferry and took the photograph.
And the photograph then was distributed by the FBI, this and another photo, I gather, of one of the two men.
Right, and that's what makes this so unusual. I've never had the FBI release information like this before, and there's clearly some concern up here. They want to know who these people are, and so they've asked the community to try to identify them.
Well, as you reported in today's paper, the Seattle area Muslim community is very upset with the FBI over this.
They are upset. I think they feel like the FBI should have come to them. In the past, the FBI and the Muslim community here has had a pretty good relationship, and I'm not convinced it's not strained right now.
We should point out that the FBI has not asserted that these two men are either Muslim or of Middle East origin. That's just an inference drawn from the picture.
They have tried very hard not to go down that path at all.
Two big papers in Seattle, yours, the Seattle Times, published the photo. The Post-Intelligencer did not. What about the argument that it's the FBI's job to put out wanted posters, newspapers do something else?
Well, we had a real debate in the newsroom about this, and we held publishing the photographs for 24 hours while we were trying to report out what was behind them. In the end, the decision was made here that this was a public service and that if these individuals are identified and it turns out that what they were doing was completely innocent, that that would be duly reported. And if they're never identified, there's no real harm done.
Any sign of anybody coming forward and saying, that's my cousin or those guys were my house guests or something
like that? No, I don't think that they're close to identifying them at all. At least they weren't the last time I spoke with them.
Well, Mike Carter, thank you very much for talking with us.
Okay, thank you, sir.
It's Mike Carter, staff reporter for the Seattle Times.